Chapter 7 Rather Becoming Couple. Now, I anchor myself to the lip of the bar, in the vicinity of a rather becoming couple. Go out into the world, do things, take liberties and chances, throw caution and other things to the wind, forage, fossick, fake, and forge your way. This be my advice to you. I endear myself to present company. She's as wide as he is tall, with cheeks as rosy and red as apples. He comes up to her shoulders, is balding, and with a clipped chaplain-esque moustache, and a fetching gold tooth in a front row seat. As he talks, he looks up lovingly into the charming moon of her face and squeezes her ample and all-embracing arm. In return, she occasionally clips her hand across the top of his head, leaving wisps of his remaining and recently dyed hair standing. Her large hands are cracked and ingrained with dirt, a labourer's hands, with parsnips as fingers. "Exactly," she exclaims, trapping my glance. "I work in construction. I move the earth. And he's a cook in a school kitchen." He shrugs at me, unable to contradict this revelation. "And you," they venture, "look like you've walked many a mile in your time. What exactly is your line?" Under such disarming interrogation, what can I say? How can I express it succinctly, this uneven occupation of mine? "Oh, I have various strings to my bow," I offer feebly, fidgeting with the tips of my moustache. "And if you'll just excuse me for a minute," I say, indicating the arrow to the public conveniences, "I have business to attend to, and, well, I like the rough side of life as much as the next person. I really do. But, on the other hand, a long time it's been since I've had the luxury of modern facilities such as these." He and she, the couple, look all around, taking in the interior of the village inn. They look at each other and smirk. "Be right back," I call over my shoulder, leaving a tantalizing hint of continuity lingering in the air.